It's a gorgeous summer night in the Delaware Valley as the 2017 Eagles enter their second game of the preseason. Good evening, everyone. Merle Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Birds meet the Buffalo Bills. Under center is Tyrod Taylor. It is second and 13. Taylor has it knocked and intercepted. Intercepted by Michael Kendrick. He tried to get it to the right, and it was knocked out of his hand, incomplete, and intercepted. Slot to the near side, right of the quarterback. Lance fires over the middle, complete to Alshon Jeffrey across the 35. Another first down.
That's what we want to see.
A little tempo offense, ladies and gentlemen. 14 yards on that one. Back goes Tyrod Taylor. He's being flushed. He is firing downfield, and it's intercepted. And running with the football is Darby. Darby at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. Jumps over a man, and he's brought down at the 16. Welcome to Philadelphia, Ronald Darby. Into the gun is McLaurin. He gives it off to Clement. Up the middle he goes. Touchdown.
Speed, power, and he will stick his nose in there.
In the gun again is Evans. Gives it off to Marshall. And is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Byron Marshall. And the Eagles reclaim the lead. Yates takes the snap. He's back. He is firing. It is intercepted, and the game is over. And running with the football is White. White takes it out across the 20, and that's all.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you late on a Thursday night at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles defeating the Buffalo Bills 20-16. Preseason game number two and another ragged affair by both teams, highlighted by a lot of penalties. 24 penalties in all called. Buffalo called for 15 penalties, 131 yards against the Eagles, 9 penalties, 85 yards against. But without all that, it wouldn't be the preseason, right? So within all that, some storylines emerging. Let's begin with the offense. Tough outing for Philadelphia in the first quarter. Doug Peterson keeping the Eagles offense out there for the first three series, trying to get something going. The Eagles unable to convert on third downs until late in the game. Dane Evans, after 0 of 9 on third downs, Dane Evans converts a third down. So the Eagles come out of this one with a win. Carson Wentz, he throws the football 9 times, completes 6 passes. 2 of those passes completed to Alshon Jeffrey, making his preseason debut, 2 catches, 23 yards. But how about this for a storyline? And it's not a starting storyline. It is a backup running back job that appears to be a battle. Danelle Pumphrey, the 4th round draft pick. Corey Clement, undrafted, but he's been very impressive. And on Thursday night, Clement had 8 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. So we begin the Eagles Live podcast with this from Corey Clement in the locker room after the game. A crazy journey for Clement from nearby South Jersey out to Wisconsin, back to Philadelphia. He scores a touchdown in his preseason debut as an Eagle at home, and he was pumped after the game. Corey, tell me about the journey from, let's say, March to now.
It's been a lot of confusion, ups and downs as to why. No, from that draft day, why I didn't get drafted. And my story is still being written. And I'm kind of liking the path that I'm on. It makes me even more hungry, even more willing to prove somebody else wrong, whether or not be on this team, but you know, all the other 31 teams out there. So it's just all about being in that competitive nature that you want to be the best man that day and just know that you gave it your all.
What did the Eagles tell you when you signed here?
No, you got an opportunity. You got a shot. And I didn't take it for granted. Once the day one hit, I came back from summer break, dropped a few pounds, and I've been feeling great ever since. So at the same time, I just want to show them how committed I want to be to this team.
Why was it important to lose weight, and how much weight did you lose?
I lost around 9 to 10 pounds, and it's allowed me to bend the corner a lot more, be more elusive in and out of my cuts. I haven't felt this great since probably sophomore year of college, and back down to 213, 215, in that range. It's definitely feeling great.
So tonight you're the number 2 halfback. I mean, gotta feel good about that, right?
Yeah, it's just showing positive growth. And as long as I stay on that trend, I gotta know that in the back of my mind I wasn't drafted. So I can't be complacent within anything. So this is, just one more step to making this team. And I got 2 more weeks, to prove myself why I should be a part of this, Philadelphia Eagle roster. So it's definitely a good journey to be on, and it's still being written.
What kind of help is Deuce as the coach? I mean, I don't think a lot of people thought you could catch the ball like you've caught it, block like you've blocked.
Yeah, I mean, this makes my drive that much better. You know, to have people out there. I know there's people in the back corner saying he can't do this, he can't do that. So every day I go out there, I choose something to, you know, nag them with, catching everything, blocking, picking up blitz pickups, being so calm that you think I've been there before. So not showing that I'm nervous out there is definitely key.
How much has the game slowed down from, you know, May till now?
Oh, a lot. And, you know, Deuce has definitely helped me out with that. You know, film study is definitely, vital to allowing that process to be handled. And, you know, the game is always going to be fast. It's just all about, can I become even faster to slow it down that much more.
So what's next for you here? The next week, the Dolphins come to town. Critical time.
Yeah, definitely a critical time. But at the same time, you know, I get to practice with them. I get to see their tendencies right in front of me. So when it comes time to game time, it should allow me to be more, you know, knowledgeable as to how they're going to play things, how they're going to roll, especially when it comes to linebackers. And I think it's going to be a fun week.
What was that feeling getting into the end zone?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. To have the Philadelphia crowd behind me for the first time, you know, it left me speechless. I wanted to throw the ball somewhere, but I just spiked it. And I always dreamed of doing that in the end zone. And not look for many more.
Did you get the ball back?
Yeah, I got it back. You know, speaking of that, I gotta find Pete, because Pete got the ball, so I gotta take that home with me.
Did you have family here?
Yeah, I had a few guys here, and I had a lot of my best friends, close family members. Just allowing them to be here is definitely awesome. So I know they're definitely committed to being a part of my journey too.
Great, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Who has the lead in that battle? Well, Clement backed up LeGarrette Blount. So you'd have to say at this point, with two preseason games to go, with Wendell Smallwood still recovering from a hamstring injury, with Darren Sproles not playing in the preseason, Clement has been the most impressive running back for the Eagles. Blount again struggling running the football, 5 carries with only 8 yards. He had 2 catches, 15 yards. He also had a fumble. The Eagles going to a no-huddle offense in the first quarter, trying to get some rhythm going. It worked until the Blount turnover. How about impressive debuts for the Eagles on the defensive side of the ball? Ronald Darby, who was acquired in a trade from the Buffalo Bills just 7 days earlier, comes in and makes his presence felt right away. Picked off a pass, had another pass breakup, played very well, showed that he can be a game changer for the Eagles with 2 passes defensed, 1 interception, 1 tackle. After the game, had a chance to go one-on-one with Darby, and Ronald Darby, exhausted after a long, long week, but exhilarated at the same time. It's been a week now. Has it been exhausting? Now you have a day off tomorrow. You can actually, has it been exhausting?
Yeah, it's been real exhausting. Like, day I found out I got traded, I was traveling here. It was a lot.
How did you think you did tonight?
I mean, I did pretty straight.
Are you feeling like you're now a Philadelphia Eagle? Has it sunk in that you're a Philadelphia Eagle?
I knew I was a Philadelphia Eagle once I got on the plane.
Well, what about this defense is good for you now that you've had a chance to kind of sample it in the game?
The boys up front coming, they coming, and then you got, you know, experienced safeties behind you. And, like, it's a great fit. You could play loose, play fast, knowing that even if you do get in some type of mistake, them guys up front coming, they help a lot.
You had your hands on the ball twice tonight. Can you tell me about those 2 plays?
You know, he tried to do a speed out, trying to undercut it, react to him first, make sure that's what actually he was running. I got my head back around, got my hand on it, dropped it. And then the second one, it was a double move. You know, I played it good, stayed patient, you know, stayed over top, and I made the play on the ball.
And you had visions of ending up in the end zone, I'm sure.
Yeah, my next one, I'm going to end up in the end zone.
So what will it be like for you on Friday? Long sleep and some recovery?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of rest. Like, this whole week just been fast, fast, fast. Like, I just need a lot of rest.
Thank you.
No problem.
Big game for linebacker Michael Kendricks with an interception. He played very well once again. He had 2 tackles. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had an interception, his 2nd of the preseason. Michael Kendricks making his presence felt in this Eagles defense. As for Carson Wentz, a little bit longer appearance than game 1 against Green Bay. And after this game, Wentz talked about his progress and the offense's progress, not quite where the Eagles want it to be when September 10th rolls around.
Obviously, the first offense, first couple of drives were not what we wanted. Stalled out, then we did finally put one together and had the fumble. So it wasn't exactly what we wanted for the first team offense, but we'll go back, watch the tape, and see where we can get better. Obviously, we went to the no huddle, the tempo offense, and you know, even going back to last year, I think Coach Peterson's always had a good feel of when's the right time to do that, when you kind of need a spark, and that's what he felt tonight, and it was effective. Unfortunately, we just had the fumble.
Head coach Doug Peterson not particularly pleased with all the penalties, all the mistakes, the offense struggling to get the running game going once again. Jason Peters not playing in this game because of personal reasons. Here is head coach Doug Peterson following the football game.
The three and outs or the four and outs, those quick series like that, it's just hard to get into rhythm. And I wanted to get Carson and really the offense kind of going and feel the flow of the game before I took them out. And again, it's tough sometimes, but you know, these guys are professionals. They got to, you know, go execute and go play and, you know, something to look at and evaluate it. But it's just the rhythm thing, kind of getting into the flow of the game early and try to sustain it. Corey's been doing a really good job for us. He's a tough kid, as you can see. He's a tough runner, hard runner, smart kid. He's done everything we've asked him to do. And, you know, he's put him in a good position. He's competing with the other running backs there at his position and just excited for him to score tonight. He had a couple nice little runs and you know, he's doing a nice job in camp overall. The pass rush was there tonight and disrupting some of the timing offensively, and our guys were in position to make plays. You know, Michael Kendricks again today, and Darby had the other one, and it's very impressive, very exciting, encouraging. Obviously, you know, he's definitely going to help us there in the back end, and you kind of credit some of the throws too to our defensive line. You know, it's great to see. It's great to see our defense come up with takeaways and, you know, put the offense in good situations.
So the Eagles now 1-1 in the preseason. They will host the Miami Dolphins next Thursday. Prior to that, the Dolphins at the NovaCare Complex for a couple of days of joint practices. Final score, once again, the Eagles 20, the Buffalo Bills 16. And hey, here's the biggest news of all and the best news. No injuries to report from this game. The Eagles halfway through the preseason, knocking on wood, healthy going into week number 3. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. This is the Eagles Live Podcast, instant reaction from Lincoln Financial Field.